This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and safe. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so the faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone, and to all my fellow alpha males out there listening. Hat tip to you. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Who was behind CNN's fake news on Trump? We'll get to that. Also, Wall Street Journal says that Trump says that the Russia hack targeted vote. Not so fast, Skippy. I will explain. And last night, Anderson Cooper has an hour-long show, right, on CNN. He spent 32 minutes talking to Kellyanne Conway to specifically try to refute this fake news story. So what's the deal? I'll tell you. First of all, Let me just share this with you, because you're hearing today, the headlines are this. Well, Trump finally has acknowledged that the Russians were behind the hack and the Russians targeted the election, right? Trump has finally come around and said it's true, right? Wall Street Journal. And it's not just Wall Street Journal, because I saw it today as well in the Washington Post. It was all over. So let's dive into this, because this is, you know, what I have to do for you. Trump says Russia hack targeted vote. That's the headline, the Wall Street Journal. President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday for the first time that he agrees with the U.S. intelligence assessment that Russia, specifically President Vladimir Putin, was behind cyber attacks aimed at influencing November's election. Now, that's how the story begins, by Carol Lee, Michael Bender, and Rebecca Ballhaus. Right? Now, most people, when they read the newspaper, they read the headlines. They may read the first paragraph or so. And then they scan, they go on, you know. It's kind of like on Facebook. You know, on Facebook, in fact, there was a study done recently. It said that something like 80-something percent of people don't even read the stories on Facebook. You know, you post a story, because I do that all the time, because I use Facebook as a news feed. So I'll post a story on Facebook, right, just for your own benefit, to educate you. And it turns out that people just read the headlines and they don't really read the story. And they'll comment, because I've seen this. You've probably seen this before. They'll comment, right? And they'll comment based on the heading, based on the headline, right? And then you read the post and you're like, what the hell? Did you not read the story? And I've done that before, where I've gone to people like, did you not read the story? This is not what the story says. It's a headline to get you to click onto it, obviously. Anyway, so when you get into this story here, Mr. Trump, in his first post-election news conference, said, now listen, Mr. Putin, quote, shouldn't have done it. And as he prepares to take office, Mr. Trump warned against future attempts to meddle in U.S. elections. Now, this is what they are saying that Trump said. Right? Because the headline is, Trump's finally acknowledged that it was really Russia behind the attacks. Now, here's what Trump said. This is what he really said. I think it was Russia, comma, but we also get hacked by other countries, Mr. Trump said in New York. Mr. Putin won't be doing it in the future, he said. All right. You got that? I think it was Russia, but we also get hacked by other countries. Now, that doesn't seem very definitive to me. You know what that is? That's Donald Trump going, okay, listen, you know what? Enough with this Russia stuff, okay? I think it might have been Russia. He goes, I think it was Russia, but we also get hacked by other countries. How is that Trump agreeing with the intelligence community? Please explain this to me. Huh? How is this Trump agreeing with intelligence community? He's not agreeing with intelligence community because he said, I think it was Russia. He also could have said, and I think it's not Russia. But they want to say, oh, well, yeah, okay, it's probably Russia. This is all I want you to understand what's going on here. The globalists are on the run and they're freaking out because in order to have globalism be successful, you must take away nationalism. You have to do that. You can't have nationalism because nationalism and populism will get in the way of globalism. So, the forces that are against Trump, and remember this, whether it's Little Marco or John McRhino or Lindsey Grahamnesty, you have to understand why they're doing this. For instance, Marco Rubio yesterday with that pathetic performance on the Hill. He's basically flashing his gang sign. That's what that is. He's flashing gang sign to the other globalists. Like, hey, yo, I'm with you, brother. That's what that whole Gang of Eight thing was. Right? It's always the same people. If you think about it. It's very easy to tell now what side you're on. And so these people are freaking out. Because in order to have a one world order, that's why when Trump said a few weeks ago that there is no global anthem, there is no global flag. That's straight out of Steve Bannon. But understand, globalism is on the run. In fact, today, Marie Le Pen shows up at Trump Tower for a surprise meeting. In the middle of her campaign, she flies to New York to meet with Trump. These people must be freaking out because their global governance plan is being blown up by Donald Trump, Brexit, Le Pen. I mean, you can look at these populist movements throughout the world, and it's happening all over the world. And look, Trump, Le Pen, Brexit, they threaten the global world order that they have wanted forever. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Senator Chuckie Schumer said on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show on January 3rd, and I quote, "Let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday to get back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this." Of course, he was referring to President-elect Donald Trump's criticism of the intelligence community. Asked what the intelligence community could or would do to Trump, Schumer said, "I don't know. From what I'm told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them." On Tuesday, January 10th, we saw the response. It was obvious. Based on what Chuckie Schumer had said, that the CIA used CNN to air unsubstantiated charges against Trump. CNN didn't delineate the bizarre sexual nature of those charges. Of course, it's out there now, the whole golden shower that Trump had paid Russian hookers to piss on a bed that Barack Obama and Michelle had spent the night on in the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow. Just when I say that to you, you go, come on, that's ridiculous. It sounds like Pulp Fiction, right? Now, follow along with me, because I want to connect the dots for you. And I'm going to tell you, now we have more information of where this came from. But hold on, because I'm going to get to that in a minute. I want to deal with CNN. Because, of course, yesterday's press conference with Trump, which, by the way, was the greatest press conference in the history of press conferences, okay? When he called out CNN and called them fake. Now, oh, and by the way, CNN, of course, they backpedaled and they've said that, no, we didn't report that. Well, yeah, you did. In fact, let me get to that. Now, CNN didn't delineate, again, the specifics. They left that to BuzzFeed, which, once CNN opened the door and reported what they reported, BuzzFeed the next day said, okay, well, CNN went out. They went first, so let's go ahead and release the 35 pages of, which can only be described as scurrilous lies and defamation. And in demonstrating the sad state of ethical standards at CNN, Wolf Blitzer hyped the story into breaking news. He came on the air and he said, "We've got breaking news." Now, this story has been circulating for months, literally. And Jake Tapper was also bought on air. So Wolf Blitzer said, "Joining me with a major story we've been following right now." Wolf Blitzer again said, "We're breaking this story. It was the beginning of CNN regurgitating what President-elect Trump called fake news." What followed was clearly a low point in Jake Tapper's career, as he willingly participated in this ginned up fake controversy using anonymous sources to report on information about Trump that started falling apart right after CNN aired its breaking news. Now, here's what Jake Tapper said. "That's right, Wolf, a CNN exclusive." Apparently, Jake Tapper was unaware that he was recycling this document that had been passed around for months. It was CNN, which coincidentally uses former CIA number two man, Mike Morrell, as an on-air contributor, and they ran with it. Mike Morrell has worked for Beacon Global Strategies, a firm founded by former Clinton aide Philip Raines since November of 23. Also, Mike Morrell is the one that came up with the fake story about the Benghazi video. Remember that story? Yes, of course you do. That was Mike Morrell. Mike Morrell pitched that fake story. So, CNN then went on with Mike Morrell, and in order to try to distance himself, he referred to some of the information as unverified, that it was in a private document. CNN knew exactly what they were doing. They were putting it out there as innuendo, because I remember watching that the night before and thinking to myself, okay, what exactly are they talking about here? Because they alluded to it. They said, well, you know, there's now information. We've got breaking story. There's information that the Russians had information about Donald Trump, that they were going to blackmail him. This was presented at this briefing on Friday. So here's what CNN reported. They said, CNN has learned that the nation's top intelligence officials gave information to President-elect Donald Trump and President Barack Obama last week about claims of Russian efforts to compromise President-elect Trump. This is Jake Tapper. The information was reported as part of last week's classified intelligence briefings regarding Russian efforts to undermine the 2016 U.S. elections. Trying to pump up the claims, Jim Scudo then came on. He's the chief national security correspondent for CNN. And this is what he said. To be clear, this has been an enormous team effort by my colleagues here and others at CNN. A team effort of what? What are you talking about? All they did was grab this 35-page document from the CIA. What did they do? Oh, yeah, that's right. They read. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So CNN, after being called out by Donald Trump at yesterday's press conference, were, of course, on the defensive. And they were basically all day long yesterday saying, well, you know, we didn't report what BuzzFeed, we never reported what BuzzFeed said. No, you opened the door for BuzzFeed conveniently. But, you know, they're denying it. In fact, I'm going to play for you the exchange with Kellyanne Conway and Anderson Cooper in a little bit. Just hang with me here. So CNN brings in, you know, breaking news. They bring in Jake Tapper. First of all, Wolf Blitzer comes on and says, we've got breaking news. They bring in Jake Tapper. That's right, Wolf, we've got a CNN exclusive, you know. Like, it's just such a big deal. Like, it's a big deal. CNN, in trying to distance themselves from BuzzFeed, you know, because they're a really credible news source, you know, we didn't do that. So they wanted to, you know, pump up their news story. So they bring out Jim Scudo, who is the chief security, national security correspondent, which... what the hell does that mean? So he says, to be clear, this has been an enormous team effort by me and my colleagues. a team effort for what? All they did was take this 35-page document that they got from the CIA, and they decided to publicize it. Okay? So here's what Scavuto says. Again, here's a quote. This is what he came on the news with. Multiple U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the briefings tell CNN that classified documents on Russian intelligence, on Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election presented last week to President Obama and President-elect Trump included allegations that Russian operatives claim to have compromised personal and financial information about Mr. Trump. And then J. Jake Tapper brought in the legendary Carl Bernstein. You know, the former reporter for the Washington Post who broke the Watergate scandal, who is revered by all of those in the left. So, this is what Carl Bernstein said. He referred to the source is a former British M16 intelligence agent. He's anonymous, although now we know who he is, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. A Washington political opposition research firm that was hired by clients. By the way, the research firm, anonymous. They don't tell you who the research firm. That was hired by clients. They don't tell you who the clients are, who were opposed to Donald Trump's candidacy in both the Republican and Democrat parties. This is opposition research. This is what they do. Opposition research where they just basically dig up dirt about everybody. And look, we got opposition research about all kinds of people, all kinds of politicians. Look, there's been stories out there, you know, that Barack Obama's gay, that Michelle Obama's really a man, that Barack Obama smokes weed in the White House, that Barack Obama goes to gay clubs and bathhouses in Chicago. I mean, there's all these stories, and it's not like these stories are new. They've been floating around forever, right? The point is they're not reported. You know, you hear the left all the time talk about, you know, Trump was a big birther, and they, you know, they question his birth certificate. Okay. But now you guys are publishing stories that you know are unsubstantiated. Anyway, let me go back to Carl Bernstein. He said this. Washington researchers, again, notice, anonymous, who had come across business ties of Trump in Russia with Russians, anonymous Russians, that looked questionable to them. They, anonymous, wanted to develop the information further. They, anonymous, hired the former M16 agent, anonymous, who they knew and had done previous business with. Notice they don't name anybody. He, anonymous, began talking to Russian sources, anonymous, from his days in Russia and uncovered this information that's now being considered by the American intelligence community. So, to summarize. One of the Watergate reporters from the Washington Post had his stamp of approval on the document by saying it was information that had been uncovered rather than being made up. How does he know? He has no idea. The answer is he doesn't know. Later, Jake Tapper said the charges were uncorroborated as of now, indicating that they might be confirmed by someone at some time in the future. There was no proof of the claims, but confidence by intelligence officials that the Russians are claiming this. Again, no names were provided. None. However, later in the report, Bernstein comes back to say that this former M16 intelligence agency, again, anonymous source, doesn't name him, with great experience in Russia and the former Soviet Union, is known to have terrific sources of information. Oh, well, then it's got to be true. Again, no attribution, not telling us who it is. It's anonymous. And this anonymous individual has a track record with the United States and coordinating with United States intelligence agencies. He has a track record with the United States and coordinating with the United States intelligence agencies. What exactly does that mean? You know what it means? Nothing. But see, if you couch it in being really important, well, he has a track record with the United States in coordinating with the United States intelligence agencies. You say to yourself, because if you're questioning it right, you go, well, you know, I guess maybe it's a con. CNN was reporting news, quote unquote, since a two-page CIA summary of this dirt was attached to the classified CIA report on Russian hacking and election influence that was given to Trump last Friday, January 6th. But it was fake because CNN had no way of knowing if this thing was all made up. The story could and should have turned against the intelligence community, with reporters asking why unverified information had been used against Trump and whether this was retaliation for his criticism. But this course of action by CNN would make it impossible for CNN reporters to go back to these same sources for scurrilous information and false charges in the future. This fact makes it abundantly clear that the news organization was being used by anonymous sources in the intelligence community, most likely the CIA. Since CNN likes anonymous sources, I could just use anyone, right? I mean, this is classic CIA blackmail operation, where under CIA Director John Brennan, he uses someone else's dirt for the blackmail and postures themselves as innocent in presenting it to Trump. This is what they do. This is the modus operandi. Now, this is true. Here's what's true. That the CIA uses disinformation and media to do their bidding. In fact, Anderson Cooper, and this has been widely reported, out of college was recruited by the CIA. Yes. Don't believe me? Google it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here if you want to join in the discussion today. We are joined now by Brian Renbaum from Talk Media News. Brian, how are you?
Good. How are you today, Ed?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What do you have to say for yourself, Brian?
Well, today was the confirmation hearing for HUD nominee, Ben Carson. It was more cordial than the rest of the hearings, and it was actually, a pretty fun hearing to cover. And I think his life story alone is pretty remarkable and impressive to anyone, regardless of your political persuasion.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But not only was that going on, I think you still had the Tillerson thing going on. Was that still going on today as well?
Possibly. I was with the Tillerson hearing yesterday. I did not cover it as well today. Yes, that was definitely heated.
there was the Tillerson thing going on. There was the there's the Ben Carson, and there's one other. Oh, Pompeo.
General Mattis.
Well, yeah. General Mattis and Pompeo. So you had like four different hearings going on today.
That's correct. A colleague was at the other two. I was just at Ben Carson's hearing today.
I think these are all going to sail through. I don't think there's going to be any problem, frankly, with any of them.
No, I agree. I think the only one where there even might be a question, I don't know if there is Tillerson. If you get three Republicans to vote against Tillerson, that might be enough to table the nomination, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Let me just tell you right here and now, it's not going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, look, it's not going to happen. Marco Rubio, for instance, he was, what he did yesterday was shameful, frankly. Shameful. All he's doing is, I think he's just trying to position himself for another run, maybe in 2020. I don't know what he's doing. I mean, really. I mean, what was that all about?
Run in 2020, but maybe 2024?
Maybe. I mean, I don't get what he thinks he's doing. And you know, it's the same cast of characters here, right? It's the same people. And this is what I've always maintained is that, Washington is nothing more than a cesspool of the same individuals. You know, it doesn't really matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. That's what I try to explain to people, that it's just the same. You know, there's no difference between, a John McCain, a Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio and a Chuck Schumer. Okay, they're all the same. They're all the same, and all they care about is themselves and then getting reelected. For instance, look at this whole fake news story that's out there about the Russians. I don't know if you know this, but we now know that Jeb Bush was the one that paid for the opposition research to have this this UK guy, intelligence officer Chris Steele is his name, put out this fake news story. And
I was not familiar with that development.
Brian, if you're going to come on my show, you got to, like, you know, read something besides the Washington Post. And I'm just kidding, by the way. Yeah. The guy's name is Chris Steele. He was paid by Jeb Bush to lie about Donald Trump. But is that any surprise? You know what I mean? I mean,
well, I know the other day at the president-elect press conference, he had a rather heated exchange with CNN where he accused them of basically disseminating false news stories.
Well, they did. They did. Did you not know that?
I'm not sure that the intelligence report is politicized, as you have contended. I think
you're not sure?
I'm not sure at this point. I obviously have no way of verifying that. I think it's...
It's very easy to verify, dude. No, wait, stop. Let me stop you here. Come on. Are you kidding me right now? Don't go on any other show and say that. Okay? It's not true. We know that it's completely fabricated in a fake story. Okay? It was a prank by 4chan. They were trolling Rick Wilson. Okay? And then Rick Wilson gave it to John McCain, and then John McCain gave it to CIA. Do you not know this?
I know that McCain said he was briefed a few months ago by the intelligence community on the matter. I still don't see how that verifies that the report is fabricated.
Well, Brian, even Ellen yesterday acknowledged that it was fabricated and it wasn't true. Are you kidding me right now? I mean,
I'm not sure if the report is fabricated.
You're not sure? I mean, we know that to be the case, that it's complete.
Are we talking about the BuzzFeed report, or are we talking about the report that was released last Friday by the Office of National Intelligence?
Well, we're talking about actually both, because what BuzzFeed and CNN were reporting was that there was a two-page addendum that was given to Donald Trump on Friday. And NBC News reported that that's not true. Cynthia McFadden reported that it's not true. That Donald Trump never got that.
The report was not true. I was referencing the report released Friday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence documenting Russian interference in the election. I'm not referring to the Trump thing. To the report.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. But Brian, even that report. There's nothing definitive in that report. They use language like a high degree of confidence. That is not to say that it's true.
Right. I mean, and a lawyer would pick that, obviously, in court, pick that apart and say, well, you're not 100% sure, therefore you're obviously lying. I'm not sure if that's the case. The report is based on intel. That report, I want to clarify again, I'm talking about the report that was released last Friday, is based on the assessment of, I believe, 16 different intelligence agencies. I don't believe that report is fabricated. The BuzzFeed report, all evidence suggests, is fabricated.
Okay. But you don't know that because you haven't seen that. I mean, I'm talking about the Friday report.
I read the report. It doesn't seem to me to be that way. But, no, I cannot say beyond a reasonable doubt, as if I had to swear in court or sign an affidavit, that it's true. No, that's correct.
Exactly. And the intelligence community doesn't know that it's true. I mean,
you know, nothing is 100%. I don't know. But I think I don't believe that they would release something like that under false pretenses. I'm not that skeptical.
Oh, okay. So, but you were cool with the Weapons of Mass Destruction report? That was cool? You were cool with that one?
You know, they may still be out there. You know, they may not have been in Iraq. They may, you know, they may have been in Syria. We really don't know. Just because they were not in Iraq doesn't mean they're not out there.
No, I agree. Look, I mean, there was evidence that Saddam Hussein used weapons of mass. You know, he used mustard gas on the Kurds, right? We do know that. You know, I just tend to be very skeptical of the CIA because the CIA, their stated mission is to provide disinformation, right?
Well, of course, that's the mission of every intelligence agency.
Bang, yeah, there you go. Bingo. So I don't, you know, I tend to be skeptical, and I think that it's healthy to be skeptical, and I think it's good that we now have a commander in chief.
It certainly is. You should always definitely question things. But
yeah,
based on what I know about Vladimir Putin and Russia, I would not put it above them to interfere in the election as is documented.
Well, but we've done the same thing too, right, Brian?
Right, you're right. Situation.
All right, I got to run. Thanks for coming on the show, Brian. I appreciate it. Brian Renbon from Talk Media News. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.